Welcome to Guided Truths 365, where I bring you Guided Truths updates and coaching tips. Today we have made 105. Wow. So today I just wanted to bring up a couple of things about how to A, know your people, two, know your clients, know your customers, know the people that you work with, whether they're your colleagues, whether they're your teammates, whether they're your employers. How we communicate is how we, you know, how we move forward, how we make connections, how we form relationships. And I've always loved the saying, and I read this book, it must have been 20 years ago now, maybe, you know, a little bit longer, but around 20 years ago, 18, 20 years ago, a great mentor of mine, who'd been a mentor of mine for at least 20 years, and, you know, I call him a friend, a very close friend now, he gave me this book, and it was Sun Tzu, The Art of War, and, you know, I've always loved that saying, know your enemy, know yourself, know your enemy. But these days, you know, we don't really have war. some people may say business is like that. But if you take that equation away, you know yourself, know your people. It sort of is a bit, it seems to be a lot more recognizable to me. So yeah, I mean, how do you address an audience or a room full of people that come from all walks of life? They're all different age groups. They've all got different academic standards. They've got, you know, they just, everybody comes from such a diverse backgrounds and areas, and understanding people, how they communicate, their personalities, what makes them tick, what's their behaviors, their habits, their patterns. If you know these things and how psychology works, you will be able to understand anyone in your audience. And that's really what it comes down to. Know yourself, you know what you are, know what your strengths are, what are your top personality traits, what are your weaknesses, what can you, what aren't you good at, what are you good at. Knowing yourself actually gives you a finite understanding of yourself so that you can project yourself confidently and positively. Then you have time to understand others, you have time to work on them, you have time to understand them. And I think that is the true essence or the true meaning. If you're using that sentence or that catchphrase, know yourself, know your enemy, if you're placing that into the context of communication, relationships and understanding people, I think that is how it's done, is know yourself, know your people. And, you know, this year has been such a challenging year for everybody. We have all been thrown in the deep end. We've all been thrown into situations that we weren't comfortable with. We've all been thrown into situations where we've had to learn new techniques, new skills, meet new people. We've been thrown out of our comfort zones into the deep end, you know, and just been told you better swim or you're going to sink. You know, so understanding and having that compassion and that patience to really hone in on who you are, and understanding who you are as a person and your strengths, really helps you to communicate with others, because then it's so easy for you to be able to allow the people around you to be who they are, without judgment, without fear, and with more understanding and compassion. So anyway, that's today, 105. Tune in again tomorrow. See you then.